This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Onyx, the founder of Casa de Sante, a company that makes and sells low FODMAP certified products to give relief to people with IBS. Dr. Onyx, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And the pleasure is certainly ours, and thanks for coming out today. So tell us, for starters, what inspired you to start Casa de Sante?
Yeah, well, I started Casa de Sante because I saw a need in the market. One of my siblings had irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, and he was on the low FODMAP diet. It was helping him a lot with his symptoms, and he was feeling better, but it was such a struggle to be on the diet because there were not products in the stores, in the supermarkets, that really catered for the diet. For example, on the diet, one of the things that you cannot eat is onion or garlic, and so many foods in the supermarket, spices, savory meals, all have onion or garlic. So it was really difficult, and he had to either not eat some things or cook a lot of things from the scratch. And so just seeing how helpful the diet was, but the problems and the challenges with following the diet because of just not having the right products in supermarkets inspired me to start Casa de Sante to help people with IBS get relief from their symptoms using the low FODMAP diet.
And thanks for sharing those details, and we can't thank you enough for being proactive to do something about it. So tell us, what is irritable bowel syndrome for those that aren't familiar, and what are the symptoms here?
So irritable bowel syndrome is a disorder of the gastrointestinal system, and basically people have symptoms like stomach pain and stomach aches, diarrhea, constipation, gas, bloating, and they have the symptoms for quite a significant period of time. And they go and see their doctor, and a number of tests are done, and a number of other causes are ruled out, and then they are diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome. So it is, really, it can be really debilitating for the sufferers. And it's something that affects 10 to 15% of the U.S. population.
And those numbers certainly are surprising, no doubt. Now, I know that you do sell FODMAP-certified products. What are FODMAPs? Talk to us about that to help us understand more.
Yeah, so the FODMAPs, in short, they are fermentable carbohydrates. I mean, it's quite a mouthful to say, but it's these are just short forms for fermentable carbohydrates, which are not which are in the stomach but are not digested by the intestine. And so when these carbohydrates just stay in the digestive system and are not digested, bacteria break them down, just like bacteria break down bread, and you get gas, sugar in bread, and then you get a gas. And the same thing, the way you make beer, bacteria break down sugar and you get gases. And so these bacteria break down the carbohydrates, you get gas, and this causes bloating, constipation, stomach pain, diarrhea, and generally making all the symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome. And so what you try to do with the low FODMAP diet is make sure that you don't eat a lot of these fermentable carbohydrates that tend not to get digested in people with IBS and cause their symptoms. And the examples of these fermentable carbohydrates include disaccharides like lactose. You have fructans that you find in wheat, onion, and garlic. You have a number of fruits, and you have some cheeses, beans, lentils, just a number of artificial sweeteners, a number of products. There are a number of products that are high in these fermentable carbohydrates, are high in FODMAPs, that you need to avoid while on this diet. And there are a number of apps and websites where you can see the list of the products that should be avoided, that are high FODMAP and should be avoided on the low FODMAP diet.
And thanks for your input there. Most helpful today. We're speaking with Dr. Onyx, the founder of Casa de Sante, a company that makes and sells low FODMAP certified products to give relief to people with IBS or irritable bowel syndrome here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Onyx, how quickly can people find relief by switching to FODMAP friendly diets?
So it does vary from person to person. The diet is in three phases. So you have the elimination phase, when you basically remove the FODMAPs from your diet. You make your diet as low in FODMAPs as possible. And then that is about a 2 to 6 week phase. So people could see relief in days, in a few weeks. And then you have, and then after that phase of elimination, you then have a re-challenge phase when you put the foods that the different FODMAPs back into your diet and see if you have symptoms, just to try and find out which exact FODMAPs that you react to. And then the final phase is when you have figured out what FODMAPs you react to and you should not eat, and then you continue on a maintenance diet that brings back into your diet the FODMAPs that you can eat and removes the FODMAPs that you can't. Because, you know, the aim of the diet is not to be on the on a low FODMAP, complete low FODMAP diet, complete elimination diet for the rest of your life. You just need to find out what you react to, what you need to eliminate from your diet, and then continue with a modified FODMAP diet for the ongoing maintenance phase. And so people could get relief really quickly in a matter of days or longer, really, depending on how many, depending on the person. But generally, the first phase where you eliminate and you remove everything from your diet and you get and people, like up to 75% of people generally get better, takes about 2 to 6 weeks.
Also, Dr. Onyx, what other kind of products do you offer through Casa de Sante?
So we have a lot of products for people with irritable bowel syndrome. Whether on the FODMAP diet or not, we do sell products that have been lab tested and certified low in FODMAPs for people on the FODMAP diet. Products are all natural; they have no additives or preservatives, and no fillers. So we sell sauces, we sell salsa, we sell stocks, and we sell broth, protein powders, snack bars, and which have all been certified low in FODMAP for people on the diet. We also in addition to products, we also sell meal kits so that people who are on the diet can make foods really quickly and easily. Our meal kits contain what you need from a FODMAP perspective to make the diet, and then you add a few ingredients and you have a meal in less than 30 minutes. So for people who are on this diet who have not really who are not really familiar with being in the kitchen, this is a very good alternative for them and a way for them to eat dinner, you know, answer the question of what should I have for dinner every night. We also sell products like candies and chocolates and baked goods that are low in FODMAPs that we've carefully curated, been looked at by our dietitian to make sure that they are low in FODMAPs and that people can eat safely on this diet. In addition to the products that we have, we also have apps, we have information, we have resources, we have a video course to help people on the low FODMAP diet. And we also help people with IBS and SIBO. These are all other conditions that might need to be on the FODMAP diet. So we really want to be a one-stop destination for people who have irritable bowel syndrome, who are looking for answers and ways to manage their symptoms and live a better life.
Dr. Onyx, we certainly appreciate what you do through Casa de Sante and really appreciate your time with us here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, any parting words, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
Well, I would, you know, encourage people to visit our site. We have a wealth of information and resources for people that are on the low FODMAP diet. We have a Facebook group that where people share recipes and ask questions and get help with not just the low FODMAP diet, but also irritable bowel syndrome and gut health. So we encourage you to visit both our website and our Facebook group to get some help. And I just want to emphasize again that the low FODMAP diet is not a forever diet. It's an elimination diet where you can just remove certain FODMAPs from your diet for a few weeks, and then you can bring them in to find out what you can eat. And so that's something that people sometimes forget. It's not a forever diet. You get onto a modified FODMAP diet. And the other thing I want to point out is that a lot of people who actually think they have gluten sensitivity actually have FODMAP sensitivity, because there are FODMAPs in wheat called fructans that they might be reacting to. So it's not necessarily gluten. So if they have removed gluten, if you've removed gluten from your diet, but you're still having symptoms, look into FODMAPs.
Dr. Onyx, most informative, and thanks so much for all the information shared here today. I'm sure listeners would want to know where they could get further details on Casa de Sante online. Where can they get that information?
Yeah, they can go to our website, casadesante.com, our Facebook page, Casa de Sante. Follow us on Twitter at Casa de Sante, and join our Facebook group.
Again, Dr. Onyx, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Onyx, the founder of Casa de Sante, a company that makes and sells low FODMAP certified products to give relief to people with IBS. And for further details, visit casadesante.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.